Avenue in Washington. Anti-Trump protesters are planning to mobilize across the country today under their banner, No Kings, trying to frame the president as an authoritarian dictator. Speaker Mike Johnson says it's not really the president they're against so much as basic American values.
Individual freedom, limited government, the rule of law, peace through strength, fiscal responsibility, free markets, human dignity. The things that lead to human flourishing, the things that made us the greatest nation in the history of the world, they're opposed to law enforcement, they're opposed to military, and their votes show it over and over.
New poll
That's
shows.
The collection of voices that you'll hear tomorrow that the Democrats will go out and raise their hands with and cheer with.
New poll shows more U.S. adults support President Trump's handling of the conflict in Israel after he brokered a ceasefire deal in Gaza. The latest AP NORC survey finds nearly half of U.S. adults, that's about 47% in this poll, approve of how Mr. Trump is handling the conflict. That's an increase from just 37% back in September. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire.
This does cement Donald Trump as the most geopolitically significant leader in American history for the good of global peace. Yes, there have been world wars that have been ended by America and American greatness, but these were wars that have been started by other nations that, without having to put an ounce of American bloodshed on the ground, has radicalized the world and ended wars and conflicts.
The U.S. military strike on a cartel boat has left survivors for the first time. Secretary of State Marco Rubio didn't have much to say about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's well known there's an ongoing narco-terrorist operation the United States has been conducting. As far as details of any recent strikes, we're not prepared here to announce all those details, but you'll get that information here very shortly.
The administration has now carried out several attacks on drug boats. This is SRN News. Missouri is set to vote again on abortion.
Next year, an amendment would appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship have intensified anxiety and outright fear in some cases among clergy and people of faith. In just the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and a Catholic church in Minnesota that was hosting a mass for school children at the time. Before that, there were high-profile attacks at mosques in New Zealand and a synagogue in Pennsylvania as well. This is SRN News. Ford has announced a safety recall for nearly 300,000 vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the rearview camera system may not display images properly in certain lighting conditions. That could increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 through 2022 F-250 SD, F-350 SD, and F-450 SD vehicles. Ford says it has received 10 reports regarding this condition, but is not aware of any accidents or injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
Some good news about Americans' health. They've been cutting the fat, according to a new report on obesity. The number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or higher dropped for the first time in more than 10 years. According to the CDC, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or more in 2024, down from 23 states it did in 2023. More on these stories at srnnews.com.